bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. Due to issues with software tonight, we're recording a little bit later, which basically means that Sam and Chiz have gotten time to wind each other up, so I'm expecting this to be quite a sweary episode. apologies for the amount of bleeps in this one. Because we've had to resort to kind of our third option in terms of audio software, we apologise if this one isn't quite up to our normal audio standards. But anyway, that's the apology.
It's okay, because we'll make sure that the content is also lacking. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll all be fine.
Sure, anyway, this is actually recording. I don't see the usual recording stuff on your screen.
That's because we're... did you not just listen to what I
know,
I said?
But it's still just nothing indicating recording's happening, so I'm worried.
It says recording there.
Does it? Okay.
Do you want me to check?
Do you know what we should have done? We should have probably actually recorded something and then played it back to see if it was working.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to pause it.
Okay.
So we've checked, and it's recording okay.
Thankfully.
Yeah, so we're happy.
Well, not really.
It depends on how you look at it.
Well, yeah.
No one's looking forward to this, are they? Least of all us.
So
the only way I can picture people listening to us is it's some sort of torture in China.
Okay.
None of us disagree. So
yeah.
It's fine.
Or...
were you hoping that there's going to be like a bit there?
I don't know. I was maybe some sort of response. But, you know.
I was thinking like a fat guy sitting in a Greek sauna, perhaps, just listening to... Yeah? No? Just me? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so how have your weeks been?
Busy.
Busy?
Yeah.
Okay.
What have you been doing? Like,
I had a lot on at work, actually. It's been really busy this week. Yeah. I did it quite a bit, setting up laptops and stuff at home. It was annoying.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't at all.
Okay.
How did your trip to the gynecologist go?
It was all right. Not too bad.
Yeah. I noticed your voice is a lot higher ever since.
Used one finger too many.
Anyway, right. We have no reviews. Shame on you.
We have no reviews?
Yeah. Have you two reviewed?
Yeah.
What?
The show.
Well, why would we?
Well, to get more reviews.
Like,
all right, I
really, I don't even have an iTunes account.
I thought you meant, have you not played any games to talk about? I thought.
I just dropped my microphone.
Yeah.
Why is it above your head?
I don't know. It gets in my way when I'm trying to look you two in the eye.
Yeah. Well, I just can't sit comfortably in any fashion in this room.
We try and position it so you can't look us in the eye. It's quite disturbing.
Anyway, right. Okay. So we've got no reviews on iTunes. That's disappointing. Please fix that. Sam, just now is not the right time to fix your microphone. We had a good 20 minutes before we started.
It's a lot of editing going on in this one already.
Right, okay.
I think there was a lot of good material being wasted before
this
show.
Was actually. Yeah. The kind of after dark edition of the Gamer Show. Right, anyway, so on to the news. So we're going to start off with some stuff about the Xbox One. So it's been about a week and a half since Xbox One was announced. There's been lots and lots and lots of stuff flying about the whole pre-owned, not pre-owned. Somebody from Microsoft said it's not going to block pre-owned. Somebody else said it is. Then somebody said it isn't. Then somebody else said it is.
Has anything been verified whatsoever?
All they've said at the moment is they've taken on board what everyone's saying about it, and more will be. They do have a plan in mind, and more shall be shown, and people will like what they'll show, basically.
Yeah.
But whether or not that's
so that
three
was a
or
no,
later date.
Yeah.
So what?
I just have a reveal that I found out the other day.
Oh wow!
And this is 100% true that I'm telling you this right now. Apparently, it's going to make coffee as well.
What?
It's true. It's true. 100% true that I just told you that.
Okay.
That's all people are doing. It's bollocks.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was quick. But it is. They're just talking guff for no particular reason.
Well, Yeah, but people from Microsoft have been coming out and saying, oh, no, we're going to be fine, it's all going to be fine, it's all going to be fine. Then other people are going, no, it's all going to be good.
I think the problem has been is that they've come out and answered questions about it without really fully answering the question. So they've left to the people in the media and internet people ape-fisting their keyboards to make stuff up for them.
Well,
and
because it builds up hype for them.
Yeah.
I mean, we did in the last show. We kind of moaned a little bit about it. So we also are
part of that. We shouldn't be getting involved. But, we should be taking a step back.
At the same time, we said... We need to, this is what's going on with it right now, but give it time till we actually know a bigger picture, because at the moment it's all too hazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, saying the same thing about the PlayStation 4, though.
Yeah,
we don't really know that much about that.
Sony have probably been a bit smarter, where they've just...
kept the trap shut.
Yeah.
However, it does appear...
All they've said is, it will play pre-owned games. That's all they've said, but they've not revealed in what manner it will.
Yeah. Daniel Dwyer from GameSpot.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, he did quite a good one man standing in front of a video.
You actually watched that?
We didn't read any of the show notes, but we watched that.
So I just read a thing saying something about you stalking someone, so I thought I'd better watch it.
So we'll put a link to that, but he makes a really good point from his years of working in retail for video games in shops that do pre-owned. And I think our assumptions, based on what we'd said in the last show, based on absolutely nothing other than our own kind of anecdotal stories, were sort of backed up with a lot of what he said in that video, based on about a decade of working in the games industry.
Yeah.
Because he said basically that it's pre-owned gets a lot of bad crap from developers and publishing it. It's taking money, but what he was saying, it doesn't, because people trade in games to get new games, so that's money to the publishers.
Yeah.
Like, they're trading games and they no longer want to get new games.
Yeah,
and so how's that hurting the industry?
Well, I think the only scenario that's hurting the industry is in a situation which does happen, and you used to see in when Game and GameStation were still on the high street, you'd walk in on day of release, and somehow GameStation and Game would have 15 copies of this technically pre-owned. So you can only assume that they bought it and then were able to stick it I don't know how they did it, but you always got that.
Mm.
And I can see the publishers and things like that's argument for going, no, we need to stop that. And yeah, I totally am behind that. But even if they kind of said, if it's been out for 4 months, then do what you want.
Yeah.
It's been out for a month.
I don't even see how that hurts, actually, because someone bought it for it to be pre-owned, whether it was the shop or who, someone bought it originally, so they got their cut full stop.
Okay, I'm going to have to just make some wild shot in the darks here, but my theory would be that if they're able to do that, like day after, and sell it for a five or cheaper, or a ten or cheaper, or whatever, they have bought it from a source that may not give the developer the same cut as they would do if it was bought in retail. I don't know. It's based absolutely no
maybe.
Fact. But I can't see a scenario, unless all they're doing is, like GameStation would normally make £15 on every game, which I think is highly unlikely. Yeah, and they basically are selling it for a fiver because they know they're going to ship. They're going to get the volume as opposed to the big fat profit. I don't know. We're just doing what Chiz just said there, and I'm just making up stuff because it's anecdotal.
Yeah.
And it's very true. So anyway, so we will keep you posted when we eventually get something solid. I think there's a fair chance we might get something next week at E3, because E3 kicks off a week tomorrow.
It's a week tomorrow?
Monday the 10th.
Right,
and cool. So that's, because tomorrow's the 3rd, isn't it?
Are we doing an E3 thing?
I was thinking about it. But actually, E3 will be finished like 2 weeks today. So, it'll be finished on the Friday, so I think we'll just keep our regular show.
We'll do it the weekend after E3.
Yeah. So... Yeah. So we don't really have anything on that. However, some other stuff has come out. We've got a little bit more information on what it'll look like. Apparently, the console, we saw pictures of the console before. Its front loading tray is very much like the original PS3. So it doesn't actually have a tray or a drawer that comes out. You just kind of feed it in like a small black monster. Apparently, and this is to quote CVG, the surface is not quite black and not completely chrome. Xbox One uses a specific Microsoft tint called dark chrome. The console's finished.
Liquid equally... black and all sorts of stuff they use as well, do they not?
Yeah. It goes on. Essentially, the thing's kind of black.
Yeah, but we're kind of going down a route where we don't really need to talk about it.
I'm getting to the point that I do need to talk about. Cables that are going into it.
Yeah.
I'm curious, Chiz, what do you reckon the HDMI in is for?
That's for your, in America, for your cable box in to use all the TV stuff.
Ah, okay. That makes sense, but nothing in the UK. I can't see Rupert Murdoch letting Sky plug into an Xbox 360.
Sky have come out and said they're looking forward to working with them for the new Xbox One. So I suspect there'll be something set up, but not at launch. We'll have to wait. In America, it's at launch, but here we'll have to wait till whenever.
Yeah, yeah. So that's. I mean, that's basically. It's come out a whole bunch of stuff about hardware and things like that, but.
Its looks have grown on me. I think
I like it.
From some of the pictures, it's actually not quite as big as I originally thought as well. It's not like small, but it's not massive either. And I think it'll blend in pretty well. As I say, it's a concept. It's not your typical looking thing, but it now looks a bit more adult, where it fit in with the rest of your media stuff and look quite cool. And it'll blend in well without standing out like a Fisher Price toy, which a lot of consoles do.
Yeah. It went on to confirm it's going to have a 500 gigabyte hard disk, which we all knew. So basically, that's approximately 10 full games, assuming it takes up the 50 gigabyte Blu-ray disk. Or rather, the game's built to designed in a way that takes up the full 50 gigabyte maximum Blu-ray. No backwards compatibility, but we knew that to begin with as well. But it's just... I suppose Microsoft kind of came out to defend it, and this is a quote from a Microsoft spokesperson that said, "We designed the Xbox One to play an entirely new generation of games, games that are architected to take full advantage of the state-of-the-art processors and the infinite power of the cloud." So we could possibly read into that and assume that there's maybe going to be some things in the future, like where you're going to be able to download older versions, like you're going to be able to download Halo 3 or something like that from Xbox Live.
But they've also said it's a cloud thing. Actually, sounds, if it works in my head, it sounds awesome. But it depends on your connection and how well it works. But that the idea that its developers have said, and they've said themselves, is, for example, you could have all your game data obviously on disk, install it, but rather than the Xbox itself using its whole power doing the graphics, AI, and everything, part of the power could be shipped out to their servers that could do the AI and make it even better. From the cloud, it could enhance it more.
So it's not necessarily you're playing the whole game like on that...
But it also means if you lose connection, you might play like a stupid version of your game.
No, it's awesome. Quite cool. They have also confirmed that older versions of downloaded games, so Xbox Live downloaded games and demos and things like that, won't pass over as well. But I have to be honest, I mean, from my point of view, and I said this in the last show, this is going to be something that's going to bug folk for about 6 to 12 months and then everybody will just forget.
Yeah. Backwards compatibility is annoying and whatnot, but I buy a new console, play new games. And when I got my 360, it had backwards compatibility, but I don't get to play any Xbox games on it. Maybe one or two, and that was it. And the PlayStation 3, I missed out on the backwards compatibility for that, but by the time I got round to get my PlayStation 3, I was done with my PS2
games. Apart from the multiplayer games, I've completed a game, I never go back anyway.
It's not necessarily... I'm not saying it's good it doesn't have it. I'm sure there's people out there who probably do make good use, because I'm sure it was Bede was saying that it's a problem for him, because he still likes to jump back and play Dread Dead. And if he had Xbox One, it means he'd have to keep his 360 around. Although for E3, it's Microsoft have hinted at some sort of big reveal for the 360. So I wonder if it's some sort of fancy connect into the Xbox One or whatnot. I'm not entirely sure, but in what way that would work out or do, I have no idea.
We'll see. And the last thing just to say about the Xbox One before we move on is we did have some people contacting us kind of saying, look, the prices have been released for the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One and all the games. And that was basically Amazon have released... Sorry? Basically Amazon don't know. So Amazon have put up prices and things like that to pre-order. And they put the price of the PS4 and the Xbox One at £599.99 British pounds. And the games at £89.99. But basically, the reason that they've done that, and I have to admit, I kind of joined in on this. Oh my God, that's ridiculous. And Chiz corrected me. And it's right, because they don't know the price of it yet. So they couldn't say, oh yeah, it's going to be £299. And then when it turns out to be £399, people are going to moan that their pre-orders have went up. But they're not going to moan if their pre-orders go down. And so I think we can fairly safely say it's going to be below £600.
Yeah, they're just placeholder prices.
Yeah, so we don't know prices yet, but we will keep you posted.
Every pre-order that Amazon does, if the price drops between when they put it, that's their standard.
Yeah, which
anyway.
It's the same in most. It's most places tend to do that as well. They'll say, well, it's going to be £800, and folks still put the pre-orders knowing it's not going to be that, but it'll be it.
So
whatever. But I think
it wants to move on.
I suspect the PS4 and Xbox One will be around about the £400 mark, I reckon.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, be something like that. Came out of that. Pricing me out. So, moving on away from Xbox One and PlayStation 4 news, Prey 2 rumoured to have been rebooted by Arkane Studios.
I'm looking forward to it, but at the same time, if they've abandoned what they'd already done, which I was actually really looking forward to what the game was looking like, if they're starting from scratch, which it saddens me a bit, but at the same time, if it's Arkane making it, who I've got a good track record so far.
So
then,
they made Dishonored.
Yeah. And then it might actually turn out to be pretty good. But
do you think this will be a Dishonored-inspired version of Prey?
No.
I hope it's its own thing.
Yeah, because it's using the Dishonored engine.
I hope they keep the bounty hunter in space idea, but whether or not they do that is...
But the way it read to me, I couldn't quite make out whether this was a sequel or a reboot.
But it sounds like, from what I read, they're starting from scratch, so it could just carry on straight from pre-1.
But the way it was worded is, it talked about starting from scratch, but it wasn't clear whether they were just meaning any development that's been done so far, they're just chucking it out the window and starting again, or whether they're rebooting the whole Prey story.
That'd probably mean the same thing, because Prey 2 did kind of carry on, but in a fuzzy manner, had some sort of back call to Prey, the first Prey, but did its own thing.
So we'll keep you posted about that. There's no other news just now. Basically, at the moment, it was just reported by Prey 2 fan site Alien Noir. I think it's also been rumoured by Kotaku as well.
It was also said some folk at Arkane weren't too happy to be doing the game, but it kind of got forced upon them, which isn't cool. So that doesn't bode well
likely
either.
That their hearts might not be in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mirror's Edge 2. Equally fluff. I mean, we're in the week before E3, so it's likely we're not going to have any solid news here. But because they're going to keep all that for E3 if there's anything to talk about. But there's apparently somewhere on the EA website, there's a help center, and in that help center, apparently there's a page about Mirror's Edge 2.
It's been taken down.
Yeah, it's been taken down now. So apparently, people are jumping about thinking that Mirror's Edge 2 is coming out.
Yeah, I reckon it could be one of the Xbox One exclusive games or something that's going to get shown off at E3.
Well, EA's press conference is a week on Monday, so there's every chance that they're actually going to say something about that. But it's also interesting they got taken down instantly. You know, for example, if it was like somebody had accidentally typed the number 2 after the title when they were...
Yeah, but usually
a typo on the CMS or something.
A help center would appear after the game's launched or by the time the game's launched, because then, you know, people want help if they've got issues.
Sure.
A help centre appearing before anyone knows about the game seems a bit odd.
Unless it's in development.
Are you wanting help with the game that you're going to buy in the future, which will be broken?
Yeah, but if they're just writing the content just now and somebody accidentally hit the publish button, that sounds kind of more likely.
Yeah.
Or it was a title.
It's appeared in Amazon in Germany as well and whatnot.
Sonic Lost World. The screens and details have been released for this new Sonic game that's coming out in the Wii U and the 3DS.
What game does this look like it's inspired by?
Oh, Sonic.
Yeah. But did you watch the video on it at all?
Oh, I didn't see the video.
There's a video somewhere on it, maybe not that link.
Oh, apologies.
It basically looks like Sonic Galaxy. If you get my meaning.
I can see from... Yeah, I know what you mean.
If it's a good game, it doesn't matter, but it's obviously taking a leaf out of Mario.
Do you not think there's something just a little bit dirty about Sonic appearing on Nintendo devices?
Yeah, sell out.
Well, no, I think Sega's done the thing that Nintendo are going to wish that they'd done 10 years ago. 10 years ago is maybe a bit of an exaggeration because the Wii U was a bit of a success.
Hatred to all the Nintendo fans are moving away from Sam to you now.
But do you not think that... I'm not going to go into this whole tirade again, but Nintendo are completely keeping themselves in their own little bubble. That would have worked better as a Sonic reference, actually, wouldn't it? Their own little bubble. Anyway, Sonic was in the little bubble.
Move on.
So Sega just kind of went, you know what, we're going to leave the console manufacturer to the big boys, and we're just going to go away and keep releasing these old titles and some new ones as well that people like and bringing them to the platforms that people are buying, which is great because you can get Sonic on tablets and phones and stuff as well as like Wii U and 3DS. Nintendo need to be doing that, and I'm worried that they're going to get to a point where they're going to lose that because people are going to go away and they're never going to forget about them, but... they're going to be able to get emulators and things like that. They're going to basically do the same thing. And when they eventually kind of go, you know what we should do? We should bring Mario to the iPad. And everybody will be like, oh, great, yeah. I wanted that 5 years ago, thanks. But I think people still buy it. I've kind of talked myself out of my argument there, really.
Yeah.
But so anyway, Lost World for Sonic. Screens have been
revealed. It's been a long time since there's been a good Sonic game. It's not been a good one for a long, long time.
You know, Tails is the last one. Sonic and Tails is the last one I really enjoyed. Yeah. That was like, what, 1996, 95?
It's probably the last good... It would have been the 90s since it had a good game.
Yeah, so...
even though it is obviously definitely been inspired by Mario Galaxy, but I hope it ends up being a good Sonic game because, well, the more good games, the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, okay.
Kind of obvious.
So, Wolfenstein... apparently the Wolfenstein The New Order, so the first gameplay video and screens have been released. So this is a new version of Wolfenstein, which basically takes place after the after World War II in a world whereby the Germans won
in the 60s.
Was it the 60s? Sorry, I missed that.
Set in the 60s.
I thought it was like immediately after the war.
No.
Okay. So are the Germans involved in Vietnam or anything like that?
I have no idea. There's Nazis on the moon, apparently.
Well.
And from what I've seen, it's basically set after the first one, one of the first ever first person shooters ever made. It's Wolfenstein 3D, and the game ends the same. You kill it's Hitler, and you play. I can't remember the guy. He's called BJ something or other.
BJ Blazkowicz, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And. So the game carries on after that, but then something else happens, but the Nazis still end up winning. And I think this BJ guy's been away for a while, wakes up or whatnot, and finds the world's been taken over by Nazis, so he's trying to discover
how...
he's
been away for a while?
I have no idea.
I'll just go for a little trip.
He's been scuba diving for 50 years. So the game's basically about him trying to find out how the Nazis have taken over the world and where all their technologies come from as well. Because they've got robots and all sorts in the 60s and whatnot, and got Nazis on the moon.
Cool.
One of the cool sort of game mechanics I saw was you had a gun which can cut its holes into things. So, for example, if you're hiding behind a wall and someone's shooting at you, you can use this weapon to make a little slot to shoot out of.
That's quite cool.
Obviously, you can make any sort of shape you want, so won't be long till people are the first thing I'm good point when will be a knob and balls probably. So like the game mechanic of that, I've still seen more of it, see how well it works, because I'm assuming you can't do it to everything, but if, as long as it's not like certain things at certain times, but so it'd be quite cool how that weapon changes a game. I'm not expecting like the gravity gun from Half-Life 2 sort of game changing, but if it's close to that, it'd be pretty good.
Yeah. So Bethesda have announced that will be released Q4 2013, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed.
Yes it is.
We're out of news, guys.
Good.
Do you want to just push on?
No.
Anything else you want to mention? No? I kind of feel the news section is a little bit quicker than normal this week.
Well, you've still got two more at the bottom there.
Oh, I missed those. Sorry. Okay. So, Chiz, please enlighten us to what this one is.
This was like the EA CTO.
Our show is awful.
Yeah. The EA CTO guy, I can't even mind his name, it's here somewhere. Basically, he said the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One were a generation ahead of high-end PCs.
Yeah.
Which, and basically the head of Epic Games came out and basically bitch slapped him down, saying no, they're not.
Hush.
But
hush, little man.
Yeah, it's like not that they are very like when you're coding right onto the metal, they will be up there with the best games on the PC. But the PC is capable of much better. But they're just not getting the most at PC gaming at the moment.
Yeah, it's kind of always been the case that console gaming drags down PC gaming because they have to code for both.
So basically, if you've got NVIDIA, a GTX 670 or 680, you've still got graphics cards that's way more powerful than what the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 has got, and you won't need to trade that up for a while.
But in theory, the graphics cards that are inside the Xbox One and the PS4, I'm never going to get used to Xbox One, it should be the Xbox 3, anyway. The whole system... the whole operating system will have been written for that graphics card to get every last tiny little bit of juice out of that graphics card.
If the developers have done their job, yeah.
Well, it's up to Microsoft to do the job of the overall OS, and then, yes, the developers.
And the drivers and whatnot.
But they're all like PC game PC developers are already on a on the back step because I wouldn't have thought that Windows Vista would, or what is the newest version of Windows? Windows 8 just now? Windows 8 will be optimized in a way to take every last little bit of juice out of a graphics card.
I don't think because Windows 8 is optimized to do anything.
Emails, work!
Yes, the inbuilt email system on it is crap! I hate it.
Anyway. Yeah, this week in Windows.
Yeah, it's always been the advantage. I think when the new gen, it always seems to work the same way. When a new generation of its consoles launch, the graphics then are always kind of better than what we've got PC, but PC within a year or two overtakes it.
Yeah, but because it's, I mean, the static.
Yeah.
That was, what, remember that?
But even if you've got like a 60...
box console thing that was essentially just build your own... your own PC with kind of...
It was a piston or something.
Yeah. You could just slot things in and out. That, surely that's the future. Mm-hmm. You can upgrade as you go. And
it's ridiculously expensive at the moment.
Yeah, I bet it is. But they're awesome, I think. Anyway, crack on.
Okay, no worries.
Just means better looking games for everyone. Yeah.
Huzzah!
What are you guys looking forward to this week?
Sam.
Got to look.
Thanks, Sam. God, this really is our worst episode.
Yeah, it is awful.
What have you been doing? You've been busy at work, you had to say before.
No, I have been obscenely busy. Plus,
so have I.
Yeah, well done. What, you didn't have anything last week? At all? No, you didn't.
Okay, maybe I didn't. I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Not last, yeah.
Yeah, no, so anyway, if people could send in stuff for Sam to preview every week, that would really help.
Yeah, it would be good.
What are you looking forward to?
Last of Us, which is out in a couple of weeks. I know that I mentioned it before, but it's out in a couple of weeks. Really looking forward to it. There's been one review, it got leaked and got taken down from Empire Magazine. So it's a movie mag, but they said it was like 5 out of 5 in Citizen Kane of computer games, they claimed to do. Ooh. Which I think I've heard that before with computer games, but certain games in the past. But
I've never seen Citizen Kane.
No, maybe not.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's a sledge, it's boring. yeah, so really looking forward to that. The only issue that I've read with it, which sounded a bit rubbish, but hopefully doesn't pull out the game, where the game's all about trying to survive and trying to have as much of the resources as you can, and obviously every bullet is precious. Mm-hmm. So you can't go through the game blowing everything away. Mm-hmm. But there's one point, basically, imagine, I won't say what bits is a preview, but I don't want to ruin it anyway, but say, you know, you get certain games where you're in a static bit where you're just shooting a gun, hitting wave upon wave.
Yeah.
There's a bit where basically that happens in the game, but you're using the gun, rather than having like a set sort of gun there, using the gun that you've been hoarding bullets for, but all of a sudden it's got unlimited ammunition, which sounds a bit...
Oh, that's poor.
That does sound a bit rubbish.
Isn't it? What?
Why ruin your whole...
game mechanic.
Yeah. But it's... I don't know. That's the only point I found jarred. The game still looks fantastic.
Unlimited ammo, not just like you come from across a great big stack.
From what I read from a journalist's preview of the game, that's what he said, and the journalist himself said that kind of pulled him out of the game. But they said the rest of the game was fantastic, and then they did that, and he was like, "Why?" So it just seemed it was only part of the game where it felt like a computer game, where the rest of it worked so well.
Cool.
So, yeah, but still looking forward to it, and it's out on the 14th of June, I think.
Paul, yes. I would like you to repeat what Chiz just said.
There's
because
a
I think you were quite interested in doodling.
No, I was writing the show title on a bit of paper. Okay. No, I was listening. You was talking about The Last of Us, a part where you get unlimited ammo, and there was a journalist said that it takes him out of the game. I was listening.
I think you just heard key words.
That's how you listen. Right, okay. I am looking forward to Civilization V, the Brave New World expansion pack.
Why?
I like Civilization games. I really like Civilization games, actually. And I really like...
I don't think I've ever properly played one.
I know, I quite like them.
I don't like them.
No.
I really like the whole kind of building up your economy. And
you love the politics of it.
I do. I like all that kind of stuff. Building up your economy, getting all sorts of crap in place for making friends and stuff overseas. And what Civilization V brings is a lot of advancements to the trade routes. So basically, before you basically could set up a trade route between one city and another city, but now you're able to set up trade routes between you and... I forgot what you call them. Basically, the ones that are nations that are just single cities.
Yeah.
I think they're actually called single city nations. Anyway, and you're able to set up to them. You're able to set up to a country as opposed to east point to point. You can also set up trade routes within your country, which I always find really annoying when you're trying to send resources to like a really remote part of your civilization, and you have to kind of click on each resource and go there, go there, go there, and then they all go at different speeds, and it's a pain in the arse, and you kind of forget you've sent them, and then three turns, you think, oh, that city there needs a whole bunch of resources, so you then send the same resources from another city, and what this basically does is it allows you to set up trade routes between your internal cities. Looks really good. There's a couple of other civilizations that have arrived. I want to say Ethiopia, and I can't, actually I've left a tab open that had them.
My problem with those games is the nations that you set up as.
Ah, Portugal.
I, what's the difference between one lot and another lot? I don't find it has any real impact on the game at all.
I have to admit, I've never really played any. I play this game a lot, and I normally play like quite like lengthy games over many, many days and months. And I generally go as America or Britain. I can't think of a scenario where I've not went as one of those, so I honestly can't answer that question.
It's just randomly goes Uganda or something.
Yeah. I've sampled them, and like you start off, you get the same archers. Maybe there's the odd unit that's
different. Oh, no, you get units is different. Sorry, I misunderstood your question. Yeah,
but in the fashion that it works, there's no real difference, I don't think. Or do some nations get like perks to the better at trading and things?
Yeah, I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. That's a good question. I always go as like Britain or America. So
the reason I have a problem with the civilization games is because in some ways I find them far too basic, like the combat type stuff.
Yeah, the combat stuff.
Too basic for me. And in other ways, it's so fantastically complex that I just can't be bothered.
See, you got me into the Total War games for a little while because what I'd said to you was, I want civilization style management of your cities and everything like that. But then sort of, I can't remember the name of the game that I gave you at the time as an example of what type of battling I want, and you were like Total War. And Total War is too much the other way for me. It's very, very military driven. You do have the whole city management, but it's not as complicated and as integrated, and you know, the whole kind of making roads and railroads and stuff like that is an element of it, but it's not quite the same level. So I think Total War, actually, if they could really beef up the whole economy side of it,
I'd be quite interested
in that. I think I probably would make the switch for that, because that's got better battles.
Apparently Rome is going to have a lot more kind of, it's not just about taking over your neighbouring city. There's a lot more kind of diplomacy and also the kind of trade aspects to it, supposedly. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But I'm looking forward to this. It looks quite good. The other thing that they've added, sorry, I forgot to mention this, it was just in the tab that I opened there, is they've added the idea of a world congress. So basically the first civilization to meet every other civilization on the map will found and host the world congress. So basically you then can go on and kind of make decisions about kind of people who are being arsey in the planet and so on and so forth.
What? So everyone can just bully them?
Yeah, basically. So it's awesome. Like NATO.
And now I know what a diabetic coma feels
like. Yeah, I know, it's just completely disengaged from that conversation. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. That comes out. I made a note of that somewhere. July the 9th in the US and July the 12th in the UK. So I'll be on holiday, so I'll probably pick it up as soon as I come back from holiday, when that happens. Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
I've been playing Grid 2, which eventually I got, which, much like the last Grid, although I would say, what I remember about the last Grid was it's all about being the driver and having choices of what, like you'd set, of setting up your own team and choosing what races you could do and things like that. This, I can't tell the difference between this and Dirt. It just feels like, it doesn't feel like Grid.
Right.
So that's kind of annoyed me. Like, you get certain choices, and like they've kind of like, yeah, you're traveling the world, trying to build up its reputation, which is a bit like was Grid, but the whole setup of it still just kind of feels like an extension of Dirt rather than building on what was good about Grid and taking that further.
Right.
So that's kind of annoyed me. But the car handling's still fun. It's still, it's Grid, and the Codemasters games are very good at getting the handling basically between arcade and simulation, like between its Need for Speed and Forza. So it's like not too It's not as clean cut as Forza, but not as arcadey as it's Need for Speed, or it's Need for Speed is quite closer to these games now anyway. But yeah, very good, and still some of the best online racing game you can get, I think, because it's just mayhem. And what's great about these games is when you crash, the level of detail of the crashes are just fantastic. So even if you smash a car, rather than being annoyed about it as you would be in Forza, you just kind of admire the beautiful nature of where your doors fly off your car and whatnot. And I think some of the best times I've had online in racing has been racing you and your brother on the first grid. So I'm looking forward to at some point getting a few of us for a bit of Grid 2.
Well, I actually had Grid 2 in my hand, ready to purchase. I was standing in a shop on Thursday, ready to go and take it to the till. Uh-huh. And when I was standing in the shop, I got a text message from my mum. I get on, just to clear up this, I get all my packages delivered to my mum. So when I'm buying stuff from Amazon and things like that, it all gets delivered to my mum's house because she works from home. And I got a text from my mum saying, I just had to pay £17 import duty. What on earth have you ordered? So I knew that the Ouya had arrived, right. So I put Grid back thinking that I might pick it up next week.
Yeah, it'll probably drop in price within a month or so, I would say. Anyway.
Yeah, so I was quite looking forward to Grid as well, but because the Ouya arrived, I decided I was going to be playing that.
When you get Grid 2, we'll get on the line of yours, because your brother's picking up as well.
Indeed. Sam, what have you been playing this week?
Lots of stuff. Die for Dunwall, still. Yeah. I haven't completed it. I actually went back and was playing, Bioshock Infinite.
She's dead because your brother saved over your game or something.
Yeah, which sucks. So I still haven't got as far as I had before. Yep. The Walking Dead games.
What are you making of them? How far are you in now?
Not that much further.
Did you complete episode one?
No, I still haven't. I've been really going quite slow at it. I'm quite enjoying it, though.
It's your brother picked up as well. He's completed episode one, and he said he was really enjoying it. So
And there was another one. And I also downloaded Batman.
Oh, did you? For £4. I haven't
Can't
that.
Knock it.
No.
Arkham Asylum. £4.
Arkham City Game of the Year Edition, so it's all the DLC for £4 on Steam.
Wow.
No, not on Steam, it was on Green Man Gaming.
Yeah. Green Man Gaming.
£4, Green Man Gaming.
Green Man Gaming aren't a sponsor, shame on them.
I sent you an email, check your email, it's there. It should
really?
Be. Yeah.
He sent one out to everyone.
I didn't notice that. Yeah. I'll have to have a look.
Because there's a code. It's £5, but there's a code to get more, well, to drop it to £4 or something as well, so you save £1. So.
Wow.
But £4 for Batman.
We'll put a link in the show notes for that in case it's still available.
I got it for £4.
She wasn't £4.99.
No, it was £4.
Was it?
Yeah, we'll put a link in the show notes in case it's still available if you want to pick that up.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, as I already alluded to, I got the Ouya this week. It arrived in what can only be described as a small black shoebox with Ouya written across the top of it. It was quite a nice touch. When you open the box, it said it had like this red... Actually, I've got it somewhere to show you guys. No, I don't know where it is. I'll do it afterwards. But basically, you took the lid off the box and it had this red plastic ticket, I suppose the best way to describe it, across the top. And it said in big, bold, white letters, "Thank you for believing."
Thank you so much for buying this. No one else has.
Inside the box, you got the Ouya console, which is really small.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably about the size of a
paperweight, basically.
Yeah, it's maybe a small coffee mug, maybe.
Yeah, it's just basically a little cube, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You can see when we go back downstairs. You get an HDMI cable, the power cable, and the controller.
Size of a chihuahua's head.
Probably is, actually.
Yeah. It's quite small.
Yeah.
And
the Simpsons reference as well.
It is, yeah. And two AA batteries. It's the Meteor. Lisa's Meteor. No, Bart's Comet, it's called, actually. Yeah. The episode's part of the comic.
Although we've just kind of ruined it, we mentioned that, but Sam was oblivious to it, so we felt we kind of had to.
So plug it in, connect it to the Wi-Fi, and immediately, even though it just arrived on Thursday and probably just got dispatched from the factory like 2 days previously or a week previously, I had to do a massive firmware update. And then when it did that, it then did a software update that kept failing, and it just kept on going, "No, can't find your Wi-Fi anymore." Reboot, start again, put in the Wi-Fi password, start all over again, and then it did that 3 times. I started to think it was maybe something wrong with my router, so I was like, oh, anyway, I'm going in a lot of detail here, but it was a pain in the arse. you then got to the startup screen and it asked for username and password. Now, I instantly assumed that they wanted like my Android username and password, so like an account that already is set up with the Play Store. So that's the same as when you get an Android tablet or an Android phone.
So use the same store as that, do you reckon, is it?
Well, that was my theory, being that it's an Android device. Yeah. I figured I can use my Android.
But it's not, is it?
It's not. So I did that 3 times. It's such a pain in the arse putting letters and numbers in that I actually thought I was spelling it wrong. And then I eventually Googled it and discovered that, no, in fact, you have to make your own one. So it then made me put in my credit card details, which I was a little bit dodgy about.
Yeah, you should really ask for that when you're buying something. You shouldn't ask for that just to get onto it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, even if you're buying free stuff. I then went on to the store. And to be honest, the store was sparse. I mean, we went through it tonight. I found a bunch of games that kind of looked a bit interesting. And the nice thing about it is every game, it was one of the rules of Ouya, every single game has to have a free trial. So I downloaded some that looked interesting. And I mean, you guys, we've just went through and played all the games I downloaded before we started the show. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. It's basically a Wipeout game, which is obviously a ripout of Wipeout, which I totally forgot what it was even called. Which wasn't even anywhere near as good as the original Wipeout.
Is it not Flashout or Flash?
Flashpoint or something.
Flashpoint, yeah, something like that.
And there was the Amazing Frog with a weird question mark on the end. Is this frog amazing? I don't know. Sam made the frog look pretty amazing, I assume.
It
but
fell over.
Yeah, I think the only redeeming factor is it's set in Swindon.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is probably some good games out there, but we just haven't discovered them yet as well.
Well, it may not even be that they haven't discovered them. It may be that they're not out. I mean, I'm not completely shooting down the fact that I couldn't find a decent game, primarily because it's been out for... I mean, in the UK, we've only had it for, like, what, 2 weeks? And it's... I mean, even, like, the first people that got them was only, like, 4 weeks ago in the States or something like that.
And you were saying that there's more games now than there's like first opened
there was
up.
At least two or three when we were looking today that weren't there on Thursday night.
So... gradual.
But
might get a few really good games and keep an eye on it, see if it does look good. The controller I thought looked nice, but it does feel a bit cheap in that. Yeah. Well, it's the triggers feel awful.
The triggers
were awful. It is obviously the layout is the 360 controller, but not as comfortable and not as nice. But but again, it's...
I didn't find it terribly uncomfortable. I'm just going to ignore that. I didn't find it terribly uncomfortable to hold.
No, it's like, but it did feel a bit cheapy.
Yeah, it did.
But it kind of depends how much the controller is worth. Like, how much is it to buy a second controller, do you know?
I can't remember.
40 quid,
I think it was about 40 quid extra.
If it's 40 quid, I want a better controller than that, then, because you can get a 360 controller for far cheaper than that.
I'm sure it was an extra 40 quid for the package that included the second controller. Uh-huh. Okay. So it could have had extra things.
Maybe just not able to buy them at the moment.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll have a look as the show goes on. But personally, I wouldn't say run out and buy it just now. But, I mean, it's got promise. I mean, if anything, I don't think it was ever going to compete with Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. But
I think the really good thing with it is it maybe encourages people who want to get into making its games and try. If they've got a really good idea, this is a good device to get your game out onto.
Yeah,
I can do it. I can basically self. Like, you're not looking. You don't need to, like, someone like Sony or it's Microsoft to do all the publishing for you or whatever. You just kind of set up, send it off, and hope. Well, I assume I might be totally wrong. That's how it works. But then. Get up and even if you have your game for free, at least you're getting your name out there and showing what you're able to do and come up with a really cool idea.
We should make a game.
Yeah.
We should make a game on Ouya.
Well, we've already come up with a TV show before this game, before this episode.
But I think we're going to get so rich off the TV show that we don't.
It's going to be an awesome, awesome animation.
Yeah.
And
we're going to leave that one alone.
We'll make a computer game out of it as well.
Yeah, okay. I reckon the BBC will buy it, the CBeebies. Yeah.
I think it's more highbrow, it's BBC 4 stuff.
Okay.
Just got to thank UK2 for sponsoring this show and all the others in the British Tech Network. They pick up the bandwidth for the hundreds and thousands and millions of downloads that this show alone gets, let alone the rest of the network. But they're absolutely superb. Their support services are fantastic. They currently give all sorts of discounts and things like that off all sorts of things like domains and VPN and VPSs and things like that. All you have to do is if you head on over to britishtechnetwork.com, click on the sponsors link in the menu, And then you'll see a list of all the voucher codes you can get on the main body of that page. Write some of those down that you want, and then click on the UK2 link. Now, it's quite important that you click on the UK2 link, because we need... basically, we need UK2 to know that we sent you there, so they can see from the click-throughs. And basically, so that they know that you didn't get it off of like a forum or something like that. So if you click through, buy everything that you need, and you pop in the voucher codes and everything like that. Absolutely superb. UK2, they are amazing. They sponsor the British Tent Network, and we hope that you will support them too. Gentlemen.
Nothing. Sorry.
Okay. Bargain Basement this week. Chiz, you had Homefront. How was it?
Yeah. Wasn't too bad, actually. It's a game that... It's, for what I remember, the reviews of it were actually average to all right, which I think is the same kind of word. But yeah, it kind of, the setup of it is basically... Do you remember the film Red Dawn?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it, like, you know how they made a remake of that with...
There's a new version.
Yeah, but it's just coming out. I've not seen the new version. But it's basically rather in the Russians or the Soviets, it's
North Korea.
It's North Korea. Homefront is basically inspired by Red Dawn, with the same idea as the reboot, even though this game was made before the reboot. Oh. Or like the remake, sorry. But the idea behind it, you get a whole sort of start, like it's set in like 2025, I think, when you eventually start playing the game. But it starts a full setup where it's Kim Jong-il dies, his son takes over, who's a very bad-looking actor playing as Kim Jong-un. It seems a bit weird because obviously the game was made before Kim Jong-il actually died.
Yeah.
So it was actually, oh. And then so if the timeline is correct for this game, it's actually going to happen. North Korea will join forces and unite under one banner with South Korea. I'm not a political expert in the situation there, but that sounds doubtful. And then from there, they basically go around and take over Japan and China and conquer the whole of Asia and spread round. And then they set off an EMP above the United States, which knocks all their defences down and knocks everything off. And then they invade and occupy the USA. And that's where you take over playing the game. And by that point, it's like 2024. But yeah, the startup, you play like a random pilot dude.
2024, it's going to happen, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll be dead by then. I don't worry.
You'll be dead by the end of the week, so.
So they meant a syrupy ingest.
Inject?
I've seen you in bus stops just scooping it in this.
Okay.
Just shouting at old women is horrible.
Sharing needles with junkies just to get my syrup.
Yeah, just getting off your some sugary goodness.
Okay.
But yeah.
Golden syrup, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, oh,
yeah.
That's all right.
That's the only thing that's good enough for you.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, so that's a premise. It sets off, but what kind of... Well, actually made it more entertaining was at the start of the game... you're some sort of pilot. I don't know if you're in the military. I didn't get that far into it. But basically, it's North Koreans come and capture you from your home. And then the resistance actually frees you. But the guy the AI character, you then have to follow during the whole day, the first two levels called... It's Connor, I think it's called. For whatever reason, I don't know if his voice was like it or whatnot, but it's just the way he spoke reminded me of Randy Marsh from South Park, which made it even more humorous, and I could not take him seriously at all. But it just added to it. It's like, yeah, it's good as we now. Yeah. doesn't even sound like Randy Marsh. I don't know, but it's like a South Park esque voice. I don't know. It reminded me of Randy Marsh. The game doesn't particularly do anything brilliantly, but it's not awful either. It's actually quite solid, and there was quite a cool bit where I had a laser designator, and I could highlight certain targets where a six-wheeled sort of AI-controlled car with a massive gun on top, and whatever I laser designated, it would basically drive up to and blow the hell out of.
Oh,
and
I remember seeing
it. And I saw it, I went, that's quite cool. And it worked pretty well. And the graphics aren't anything amazing, but they're solid enough. It's a gunplay, same again, but it all works pretty well. And I've played maybe 1 or 2 hours of it so far. And to be honest, the reason why I've not brought the game back is I'm actually going to continue playing it.
Cool. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Awesome. Sam, you had yet another sports simulator.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Some snowboarding game.
It's Amped.
Oh, yeah.
It's Amped,
yeah,
or something.
Amped, yeah.
Should that not be like a sound system engineer in game?
Not refused. I just couldn't be couldn't build the will to play the Beijing one. You start at the top of a hill, you go down. It's a good place to start when you're snowboarding. You go down the hill. There's like little rampy things that you go over, and you're supposed to like kick little trick things, which I quite
for saying
often
that, kick flying birds.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to say children.
Yeah. If you can, I quite often fell because you also have to land them, and then you go through like scoopy bits.
Half pipes,
yeah. And you go from one side to the other, building up momentum to do a big trick.
With your extensive knowledge of snowboard games, how
is
it compared to the rest?
I actually
like SSX
enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Yeah. Is the graphics alright or not?
It was. Do you know? It was ridiculously similar, although slightly more complex, to that stupid penguin surfing thing. It's really quite similar.
Right, okay.
Less penguins in this, though. I was a bit disappointed by
it. Loses
no badges whatsoever. So that's down 2 stars. So I give it out of 5, 2 out of 5 for someone who hates that genre.
Well,
that's
probably our first proper review of anything ever.
Yep. other people.
We now have a half-hour score system that we use from time to time.
Sam's really shoddy personalised scoring system. And it's all from my perspective. And I just
2.5 bourbon biscuits.
Yeah. I don't enjoy these kind of games. But for what it was, for the amount of time that I played, I only did like 3, what do you call it, tracks or something? I don't know. Slopes.
Slopes, yeah. I think that's play.
I actually quite enjoyed it. I did the tutorial thing. I learned how to do the little things, and then I went down a slope and did some stuff. And that's what I don't like about them. They're just repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I had, let me get the full title, World Championship Snooker, officially endorsed by World Snooker. I like snooker games and pool games. I'm really trying to find a good one for the iPad. This one wasn't awful. I was saying to Chiz before the show, actually, the biggest thing that I disliked about this is I couldn't find a way to get a top-down view. Mm. So the whole game is based on, you know, when you're watching snooker on the telly.
You can get a top-down view on that. I remember seeing Keith do it once.
Well, it's hidden well.
Okay.
I was pushing all the F buttons and none of them did anything. You had the view like, if you're watching it on the telly, you know how it's kind of like from the bottom and it kind of goes away perspective. Yeah. Then you had like your eye view as if you're looking down the queue and it was your go. But the graphics aren't good enough that you couldn't get like any kind of depth perception. So it was really hard to get like the angles and things. It does like show you little arrows and stuff like that. So it kind of shows where the ball's going to knock off. But when you're above, you get much better view of angles and things like that. That was about my only complaint. It was fine. I didn't really know the rules of snooker before I started playing this. I know the rules of pool, but... Yeah.
Do you know the rules of snooker now?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's red and... Hang on, let me get this right. So you do red, then a colour in a specific order that I don't remember the order.
No. Red, then colour until the colours... until the reds are gone.
Yeah. But you'd have... Oh, no, you could do any colour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could do any colour with the reds, and then once all the reds are gone, then you have to put the colours in a specific order with the black one being end.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
I watch snooker.
Do you?
Yeah, it's one of the few sports that I actually like watching on telly.
Dear God.
Wow, right. Okay, moving on. So this week's Bargain Basement Games for you guys.
If I'm just going to say now, if it's another sporting game, I am just going to break it straight after getting it. I'm not joking.
Okay, cheers.
I'm just going to snap it.
So I have to find the one that's not a sports game to make sure he gets it. Oh, I've got the sports game.
Yes!
I have got...
And I would have hated that.
Yeah, I'm going to hate it. Although I liked PG back in Mega Drive.
Oh,
and this is
no,
Tiger Woods PG Tour 2010.
It's Tiger Woods, so are the boobs and hookers in it?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Oh, it's not realistic then.
He is my golfing hero. Oh, there's only 3 left. I'm going to bet. I swear blind I had that not that long ago.
Is it over there?
It's
behind you.
Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2. Oh, I could have had one, maybe.
So there you go. So Chiz has got Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2010, and Sam has Ghost Recon 2.
Yes. I'm assuming Sam hasn't picked out a game for Paul.
No.
All right, thankfully I had a backup. Yours sweet. Is actually a web-based game. You don't even have to download it. It's just called Cat Mario.
Cat Mario. I'm assuming if I Google it, I'll be able to find it.
Yeah.
Cat Mario Online.
Cool. Yeah. You could possibly play it right now if you want.
Cat Mario is a very cool free game. You are a white cat and you try as far as you can. You go as far as you can, but there are enemies trying to stop you. Only defense is to jump. And all the instructions appear to be in Japanese. I'm assuming you click that, maybe? No?
It's not, I swear I had this.
Oh, yeah, here we go. It's off.
Oh, are we doing this live? It does look very Mario-esque.
It's okay, supposed to be.
Let's have a wee shot.
Right, let's have a quick...
Okay, jump. Oh, no, I can't jump.
It's just up. It's just
up. All right, okay. I'm not sure if the music's coming in through the headphone. Audio.
I think so. All right.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Oh,
hang on.
It's just like a... Just
there
a...
we go. We got it. The noises are very similar. Oh, that's an evil thing, Paul.
Yes.
That wasn't a mushroom thing. That was an evil thing.
Imagine an arsehole version of Mario. That's what this is.
I'll go back to that.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Last few things just to sort out before the end of the show. So, we have become all grown up and junk and decided to get ourselves a Facebook and Google Plus community. So
still haven't looked at the Google Plus one.
Okay. So if you go to Facebook and if you want to like us, we'd really appreciate a like. If you just search for The Gamer Show and you'll see our logo come up, just click on that and like us there. And Chiz and
Feel
Sam...
Feel free to leave comments or posts or whatnot.
Yeah, Chiz and Sam are actually really, really... I was going to say regular there, but that's
not
what I mean.
They post like a good pool. We are there.
They post a lot of stuff up there.
That's so generally when we post stuff as well.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of... lots and lots of good stuff up there, so it'd be really good for you to like us on there and join the community and have a bit of a blether. Quite often we put stuff up that we're about to discuss on the show, so I think you maybe have heard Chiz talk about previous times where he's asked a question of a few folk and they've given some responses, so we quite often can ask for feedback on there.
The last question no one responded.
Yeah, well no, Beat did.
It wasn't actually on the Facebook page, that was on like our proper gaming thing that we do.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't want to mention that because it'll make people feel jealous because we've not invited them.
It's private.
Well, maybe if people commented it a bit more and made friends with us, we might invite them to things.
And the other thing is the Google Plus community. So basically, we're going to cross-post, so it's basically whatever your poison. Yeah. If you prefer Facebook or Google
Plus. Has been up for a shorter time. It's already probably got more views, more likes or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Google Plus communities just generally are kind of better for that kind of thing. So we're on both places. Feel free to like us or connect in with us on either of those places, or both of them. In fact, it'd be really good to have you.
Yep.
You can email the show, britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. You can contact the network itself on Twitter. They're @BritishTech. You can get me on Twitter. I'm @PaulWheatley. You can contact Sam on Twitter @DrNastyFlaps, but he probably won't reply.
No one's ever contacted me. Sorry?
Or view it.
Well, I do view it.
Yeah, but every time we do a podcast.
Yeah.
So every 2 weeks, okay.
Once every 2 weeks-ish.
Yeah, he posts something about how crap the show
was. Yeah, except I haven't bothered doing the last two.
All right, okay. Anyway, please give us a review as well, or head on over and like us on Facebook, connect with us on Google+, or drop us a tweet. We'd really appreciate it. So that's basically the show tonight.
No, the bash.
Oh, sorry. Good point. Well remembered.
And while Paul's doing this, I would just like to say,
host.
Yeah, I would just like to say that the bash, the quiz thing, is going to be live. I didn't really know that until just now, but apparently that's going to be live. So I'm just warning you now. That's going to be an X-rated version of our show. It's going to be sweary.
Sam's going to be topless.
I'll probably be a bit drunk. I'm pretty sure Chiz will be drunk. Yeah, it will be sweary.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. So the bash is on the 6th of July. Tickets are apparently... the ticket price went up. I check on some of the other shows for this. Apparently, the ticket prices went up at the end of June. So for the last month, they are £30 per person. So you can still get your tickets through British Tent Network's homepage. You can just go to the big Pay Now link. It still says £20 there, so I'm assuming you maybe can still slip in for £20. But
Sam likes to slip in for £20.
I knew somebody was going to do a joke there. We'd love to have you along. So basically, we're going to do a quiz. And we've had the captains organised. So basically, the quiz is the same as we did at Christmas time. But it's going to be Chiz against four teams. Team one is going to be headed up by Sam.
Well, technically, it's going to be five teams. Every team for themselves. The other teams aren't teaming up on me as teams.
Yeah, they are.
Chiz, no, that's
their
no.
combined point.
Chiz, that's afterwards where we all gang yes. together at you.
So yes, we've got Chiz. We've got Chiz against Sam, who will be. So basically, everybody that's at the bash will be asked to kind of join a team. Or not, you can sit at the back and drink beer, whatever you want to do. But if you want to join a team, you can join Sam with the PC and Mac Gamers. You can join Ross Roy, who is actually my cousin, and he's decided to come along. But he's basically going to be heading up
Freeloader.
The team. He's going to be heading up the PlayStation and Xbox team. Ewan is going to be heading up the Casual Gamers team. So if you just like to play a bit of Angry Birds on your iPhone, and you're not really kind of a hardcore gamer into PC or Mac or anything like that, join Ewan's team. And I'm not going to mention it because we've invited the fourth captain, but he hasn't confirmed yet. And he will basically be manning the retro gamers.
I would just anyone looking to possibly have a chance of winning this, I would certainly avoid mine. I'm pretty sure I would avoid Ross's team. My bets are going with Ewan or unnamed fourth.
Unnamed fourth, I think, came second the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just giving it away.
Okay. Chris, yeah, may as well say it.
So we don't know if Chris could confirm.
We would quite like it if Chris would do it, but you know.
Yeah, he might not be able to confirm
if
coming
not,
down.
We'll just find a hairy tramp and just, you know, so, give him buck fast. Yeah.
Have a wee think
same.
If you're coming along with the bash or you want to come along with the bash, have a think about which team you want to join. Chizzy's team is not an option.
it's
only, real to myself.
It's only one of the other four teams. So please have a think about which team you want to be in.
I get handsy.
It's basically going to be the same categories as the last time with an extra round.
Also, Chiz and I, and we'd like Paul to do it, so anyone that thinks Paul should do it as well should comment and come in and tell him to do it. But Chiz and I are seriously considering dressing up as a computer game character of some variety. It's got to be doable. I intend to make my costume, so mine's going to be particularly awful, so again, it has to be doable, but yeah, any suggestions? I'd be interested.
Cool. Okay.
And suggestions for Paul, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
So that's basically our show, folks. Thank you very much for listening.
Or in fact, if anyone wants to send us a costume to make Paul wear, that would be awesome.
So that's basically the show.
Our next one will be the E3 special.
Next one will be our E3. It's not going to be a special because it's just going to be the regular show 2 weeks time. But, it'll be the E3 one.
Yeah, and we're just going to talk about E3.
Yeah, yeah. So we probably won't do kind of previews or anything like that. We'll just be blasting through E3.
We'll see what we can fit in.
Yep. So thank you very much, folks. And good night.
Night.